Artistic director Ronnie Sanders notes this orchestra has just been created over the past few months.
The South Texas Symphonic Orchestra is an all-volunteer orchestra made up of trained musicians who want to play just for the love of music.
As you might expect, there's some symbolism behind Sanders' choice of music.
The concert will start off with Mozart's First Symphony. He wrote it when he was 8 years old. There's a childlike innocence to the music. And I thought it would be appropriate for our first concert. It's our first try, our first shot.
Of course, there's much more to the concert.
After the Mozart, we're going to perform Beethoven's Egmont Overture, which is a favorite among orchestras and conductors and audiences alike. Then we move to the Schubert Fierabras Overture. And then we finish with Brahms' Academic Festival Overture, which is a little bit of a prank when you dig deep into its history.
A large university offered Brahms an honorary doctorate degree.
And Brahms wrote a little postcard and said, thank you so much. And the university wrote him back and said, no, you've got to do more than that to get this honorary doctorate degree. We would love for you to compose a dignified piece of music for our graduation ceremony.
What he composed was good, but very much tongue-in-cheek, and despite its humorous nature, has persisted. Fast forward 150 years, now the Symphonic Orchestra's first public performance will be in a landmark location.
Jefferson High School is a National Historic Landmark. It is a grand auditorium.
And perhaps never more grand than Sunday afternoon at 3 for the debut performance of the South Texas Symphony Orchestra. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.